Blog Talk Radio.
Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? We gonna do it like this. Every time you ready, check it. I got 7 Mac 11s, about 8, 38, 9, 9, 10 Mac 10s. The shit never ends. You can't touch my riches, even if you had MC Hammer and the 357 bitches. Biggie Small, the millionaire, the mansion, the yacht, the 2 weak spots, the 2 hot blocks. That's how I got the weed spot. I shot Dredd in the head, took the bread and the lamb's bread. Little Daddy got the shotty to your body, so don't resist, or you might miss Christmas. I count guns, I make number runs, I give MCs the runs dripping. When I throw my clip in the AK, I slay from far away. Everybody hit the DECK. My slow flow's remarkable. Peace to Mateo. Now we smoke weed like Tony Montana sniff the yayo. That's crazy blunt. Bad hell, my boy Mikael from the Avenue to Jail Cell. Oh my God, I'm chopping shit like a pigeon. I hope you're listening, smacking babies at they christening.
Alright, yo, what's going on? It's your boy Brooklyn Black. This is Pregame Radio Part 2, Session 2, second half, however you want to call it. For those who have missed the first show, the last show, we got into a real heavy, heated debate. We had my own girl Amanda featured on there, and she had some views about the whole MJ and Dr. Conrad Murray situation that with some viewers, well, not viewers, but some listeners and other members of the show, they weren't really feeling. And once we were getting off of that, she made a comparison that dogs are better creatures than men. Now, me being a man, I kind of, I'm not going to front, I took offense to it. So I've asked her to come back and defend herself on said topic. But also, too, it's still the Ask Black Hour, where if you got a question on anything, relationship, yada, 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 anything like that, you can call in, chime in, whichever. And me and my trusted panel, we'll answer your question, give you whatever the best thing that you may see about it. We're still having the whole Memorial Day thing, so call in if you want to shout out your people that was out in the war, whether it be against terrorism, against the police, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Call in, shout them out. We'll give them a big up. Also, to our featured artist of the night is Mr. New City, Lucky Me. I got another joint up here that I'll play in a little while. I'm just waiting for, a couple more people to assemble and come up in the room. If you want to talk, press 1 on your keypad so I know you want to talk. Your hand to go up, and I'll put you on the air. All right. It seems that we got a lot of people out of 607 in the room tonight. But I'm going to let Amanda on here because I know she's here, and I know she wants to say what it is she wants to say. I'll probably get to that in a second, but while I'm at it, I might as well hit you guys with the events that I mentioned in the last show. Rockin' County Stand Up, one of your own, Vanessa Alvarez, she's going to be at the world-famous Apollo Theater coming up on the 9th. She's going to be performing her tickets. You can get them through Ticketmaster or call 845-467-2070 for all that information. Showstoppers Entertainment, along with Diamond Cutters, they present The Freaks Come Out at Night, Freakum Dress versus Tennis Skirt Edition. Sexiest lady in a Freakum Dress or a Tennis Skirt, you get a bottle of Nuvo, so check it out. 21 and over, no ID, you're not getting in. Don't matter who you know inside, you're not getting in without no ID. They wanted me to really stress this, so this is what it is. No ID, you ain't getting in, and it's no cover, so the least you can do is bring your ID. Alright? That's going down at the New Rock Lounge, 26 Lafayette Ave in Suffern, New York. They got drink specials all night. And like I said, there's no cover. It's a free party. All right, so you guys go hit that up. You guys want to text 845-821-5610 for more information. If you guys got BlackBerry Team, BlackBerry's in the building. You can BBM DJ Show at 313-012-AC. Also, too, my homegirl Alexis, she's having a birthday party coming up on the 4th, and that's going down at Club Providence, 311 West 57th Street between 8th and 9th Avenues. Everyone is free before 12. Before 1 o'clock, you get a reduced if you're on the guest list. Just go up in there, let them know you're here for Alexis' party, and you get a reduced fare, all right? So check that out. Now, back into it. Like I said, now we got Amanda on the line. Amanda, what's going on?
Nada.
All right, so just for those who have missed the last show, the last thing besides the microphone, could you reiterate your comment as far as men being compared to dogs?
Okay. I have made the conclusion over a rather sordid life that dogs are better than men. I feel the same way about horses. Just to make the comment short. Now,
okay.
Okay. To explain this, it comes from a lot of cheating, lying, backstabbing pieces of shit. And dogs, it doesn't matter, like, dogs in particular, we'll stick to that. Dogs in particular, it doesn't matter what you do to your dog. You know, your dog loves you. It is loyal to you. It will never go and run off and be with somebody else. It will never intentionally try to hurt you without you, like, really hurting it first, sort of thing. And even then, a lot of dogs, a lot of abused dogs, if you continue, like, if you sit there and kick it and kick it and kick it, it takes, like, months or years of daily beatings for the dog to finally snap back. Men, however, in my experience, they just want a piece of ass, and they don't care who they hurt to get it. Now, I will say, I do know that not all men are like this, okay? So I'm not saying that every man on the face of the earth is this way. I'm not a lesbian. Just in my experience. That's how guys are.
Okay, so pretty much you are pretty much sentencing all men for the crimes that maybe, what, 1, 2, 3 guys done you over the course of your lifetime?
15, 20.
Okay, so out of the whole population of all the good guys, and we're talking, you know, a few million health, you know, a couple of 100,000, fuck it, you know, I'll keep it as a realistic number.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I know that not all guys are like this. And I'm aware of that.
But when you make the statement that, you know, a dog is better than a man, or however it is you worded it, because, you know, I don't want to take your stuff out of context, but when...
Yes, I do have a habit of making overly generalized statements that are all-encompassing, if not accurate. Particularly with Ebony at that point, in my opinion, I felt it was necessary to try to get this point out that she's not viewing me correctly. She's trying to tell me how I'm thinking and how I'm seeing and how I'm feeling. Which was the reason that came out. It had to be something quick and expedient. Which was the whole reason that came out that way. You know, there was, and I cannot remember the poet's name, unfortunately, but when Mos Def was hosting the, not Def Jam Comedy, but Def Jam Poetry, the woman said, you know, you can put me in a room of nothing but hundreds of perfect men, and I will find that one asshole in the bunch, and that's my sweetheart. And that's kind of how I am. That's the luck that I have. Now, I am okay with that. I accept that. But I do also feel that in the course of my life, I've had more acceptance and loyalty from my Doberman and my Malamute, my German Shepherd, than I have from any guy that I've ever been with. You know,
okay, but
see,
and also too, I realized that you mentioned you can kick this dog, abuse this dog, and whatever. And
not that I do.
Lawyer.
Not that I do. Please don't get me wrong. Like, my dog is turning into an obese dog. Like, I take him for walks when I can. He sleeps in my bed whenever he wants to. Like, I do not kick my dog. I do not abuse my dog. I want to make that very clear. However, animal rights and animal cruelty have always been a very important factor in my life as far as fighting against them. Like, I don't agree with PETA, but the Humane Society, love them. Because it's a matter of people need to stop, or not necessarily stop buying purebred dogs, but they need to stop looking at pound puppies like they're scum. Like, there are schmucks out here, especially down here in the South. For those of you that don't know, I'm calling out of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Okay. I think
where,
last time I saw you had blue hair and we was in Bosie's or something like that.
Exactly. Yeah, I used to go to Nyack High School, and then I got moved down here, and it is just the single most mentally handicapped person that you would know in all of New York State is 5 times smarter than most of the people that live here. That being said, there is a lot of animal cruelty and racism and sexism and all sorts of, like, horrible, horrible things going on down here that are just everyday and normal. You know, I see dogs riding in the back of trucks going 75 miles down the freeway. Kind of aggravates me.
Hold that thought for a second. I want to let a couple other callers in. Because
okay.
The hands are going up, and they want to talk to you. They're going, I'm saying, I believe we got Lucky Me back in the room.
Hey, Lucky.
Luck, is that you?
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got you.
All right.
Also, too.
All right. Can I
hold on. Before it keeps right. going, also, too, I'm going to ebb up in the room, because, see, this is one of those moments, because it kind of seems that Amanda, she's been hurt. And she needs point of views. She needs all of it, whether it be from a woman, from the man. She needs that point of view because, like I said, she believes, you know, that dogs are better than us. And, you know, I don't get it. So right now we got Lucky Me in here, who's our featured artist of the night. I'm going to play another joint from him in a little bit. But, you know, Luck, you hearing all of this, what's the first thing running through your mind, dog?
All right, like I said, I don't want to make it seem like I'm defending her because she's a bunny, but I like when I listen and when I hear about it, I'm like, okay, it's kind of like with me, and like you said, her life experiences led her to believe that men are like dogs, or dogs are more faithful, reliable, and that's kind of like with my like I be wanting people to understand me when I like when I say I love white women, and I'm not saying I think that they're better, but you know I prefer a snow bunny over African American women just off the basis of my experiences. So I mean it's like a 50-50 thing. I kind of understand her, but me being a man, you know what I'm saying? I think. You know, that's a little bit harsh, but I have to respect how she's feeling. But I do want to say that, you know, it's like, it's pretty much, you have to examine yourself. And you have to be like, all right, if you're meeting all these bad men or whatever, you have to see what are you doing, how are you coming off. And if you're shopping at a certain place for men, I think you need to go somewhere else.
That's why I've been talking about moving to Colorado.
I think you need to go somewhere else, change your style up, and find better men, and or either raise the bar or lower the bar. Maybe you're searching for bad boys. You say you're a rocker, you might be searching for the bad boys. And maybe you need to go to church and find you a church man. I don't know.
Okay. So
that's a whole new subject for a whole different show.
I don't think you at the same time, you changing locations, like you moving to Colorado is going to change because – just like you said, if you're not willing to do an overhaul on yourself, how you present yourself, you're still going to attract those dog-ass dudes.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? You're still going to...
If you guys remember me from Bosie's, right?
Who
would I? Remember how I was kind of like a little bit of a wallflower? Like, I flirted, but I was always kind of embarrassed and shy about it and never really made my point heard, you know? When I moved down here, I became a whole new bitch. Like,
wow.
I am me, and my big thing now is do you. Do what makes you happy. Do what's right for you. Fuck everybody
but
else. It don't matter. And that's exactly what I'm doing. Like, most of the people back home, they wouldn't recognize me right now. I mean, physically, I look almost exactly the same. But mentally and the biggest thing is in my confidence. I am proud of who I am. I am confident in who I am. And, like, especially as far as me being a girlfriend goes, like, I have been told by several guys, from firefighter EMTs all the way down to crackheads, I'm the perfect girlfriend, and I'm aware of that. The issue is I let myself be used. So
okay.
For me, moving to Colorado is not even finding a new gene pool, but giving myself the opportunity to reinvent myself in a whole new community where it's not 7 degrees of separation with everybody.
Okay. All right, we're going to take another caller in. We're going to let actually, Ebony's been in the room. She's been live on the line. Eb, is there any type of input, you know, especially, you know, from a female, you know, scratch the squabble you guys had a little while ago, but female to females, anything like you want to, any type of jewel you want to drop on her ear, something that'll probably, you know, have her, you know, try to add something to this repertoire that she's trying to put out there now?
You're going to have to come back to me, not at this moment.
All right, so Eb, we'll come back to you. Now I'm saying got you on hold. We're going to take another call calling out of the 518.
Merrick.
518. Who are you and where are you calling from? What's going on?
This is Nick. I'm calling from Albany, New York, a.k.a. BK. What's up?
Okay. Okay, so what's going on? You got something to address on this matter?
I'm not sure what the topic is, so y'all need to just, you know, let me know what's going on, because I came in just now.
Oh. All right, so pretty much we got Amanda on the line. You know, she's been our impromptu star of the show this week. You know, she's had a lot of views and a lot of opinions on a lot of stuff, from Michael Jackson and Kyra Murray to her view on men, saying that, you know, dogs are better than us.
And that's
based on her personal experience with certain dirtbags in her life.
Okay, but she can't categorize all men in that category. In a sense, is an animal lover, which I am. I understand what she's saying because animals love you unconditionally, but you can't compare a man to a dog at all. There's no comparison to that. And in true sense, they say men are like dogs, but in all reality, that's an individual. But in a sense, I understand what she's saying also, that, you know, you in other words, she's saying that dogs are better than men, and I understand that. You know what I'm saying?
Let me
okay.
also point
yeah.
out real quick that a lot of girls have the same mentality, and that's where you get a lot of baby mamas coming from, because they want to have that baby that will love them unconditionally. For me, I don't have a baby. I don't want a baby until I can financially support a baby. I'd rather have a dog in my life.
I hear that.
It's quite a smart decision there, and I did also make the point earlier in what sounded like rambling that I don't think that every single guy in the world is like that. I really don't. I just always manage to find the ones that are.
But yeah, and unfortunately we all tend to. But you have to learn how to analyze those type of men, and when you learn to analyze. And those are the men that you don't want to be with, then you just kick them to the curb. You have to learn how to want more than a dog in your life. You understand what I'm saying? Because you're a woman.
Yes.
And women deserve respect. And in all respect, there's women out there that are like that. It's just who you attract, and it's up to you to just kick them to the curb. You know what I'm saying? And personally, me as a woman, I've been there. I've been down that route. And You know what I'm saying? It's just a thing of where you have to, like I said, just wean them out. You're not supposed to be subjected to that. You're supposed to want better. You understand what I'm saying? I don't feel that all men are dogs. And just like all women are not bitches and hoes. You know what I'm saying?
True. Very true.
And that shit bothers me when they say bitches and hoes and whatever. I'm a woman. I'm not a bitch. I'm not a hoe. I'm a woman. I'm a mother. I'm a aunt. I'm a whatever. You know what I'm saying? But in all due respect, I don't want to be categorized as a bitch and a hoe. Period.
I do like to categorize myself as a bitch, but I here's why I say this. Okay, I'm big on acronyms.
Yeah,
and bitch is just another term for babe in total control of herself.
No, but then you would say you're an independent woman. There's another word for that. You don't say bitch. You say you're an independent woman, and you don't depend on anyone but self. You don't say bitch. But that's derogatory.
It all depends on your connotation.
We're gonna take a quick commercial break. Another commercial break. We're going to take a quick music break. Like I said, we're going to go into something from our featured artist of the night, Lucky Me New City. He's actually one of the first artists who's going to show who's brave enough to come on here and take the criticism about his music. So here's his new joint. Actually, this is a joint with Gravy. You might know Gravy from the movie Notorious. He played Big. You know, so he took time out there to check Lucky Me. This one is called I'm a King. So we're going to get into that. You guys listen to that. Think of some more stuff y'all going to say. Get back in, and we'll be back in about 4 minutes. All right? This is the pregame.
All right.
And I'm Brooklyn Black.
It's your girl, Cherry Johnson, and I'm feeling good tonight. I'm sitting here next to my boy, Brooklyn Black, and we're in the pregame.
Hail to the king, baby.
Yeah, you already know, man. It's Gray V, baby.
Gravy, I see
Open, girls never called me. Change is a good thing, bomb nigga. The boss be no advance. I'm hood rich. Haters, they love me. Back of the bench, park wars. I've been there. Not lucky to be me, but I'm glad I'm still here. Bitches with babies, paparazzi is crazy. Yeah, town divided, money making you lazy. I ain't got no cars, club hop, no bars. Lucky me, go hard. Can't count no bars. True, I've been scarred. Still, take my mom, she killed my fam. Life must go on, and I'ma play my songs, and I'ma drop these bombs, and I'ma write when I fail. I be spitting the raw, ducking, dodging these dames. I'm still far from the law. Fast light on my wrist, I pee on niggas like, can't big my man. I won't shake no hands. Yeah, I got it for cheap, but you ain't my mans. And I'ma spend my grands, and I'ma love my fans, and I'ma stack my bread, which I made from the grams. I ain't got no friends. I make moves by my solo. New track with Gravy. Round one is over. Grind time, I'ma hold the lucky me. I'm a beast. I've been low, now I glow, now I fuck with Denise. I'm prepped up, fitted new, a cuff in the crease. Rock em, make noise, you do the street. Group home done raise me, Sargon done play me. My show won't stop, it's all gravy. I'm
that phone ball ring out, Gravy cause a bang out. Me and my nigga Lucky, see me my juice trucky. Rockland County, BK to the death. Monsters gang, come with them automatic.
Get him,
you know
baby.
The wolves is biting, niggas are still hungry. Running through the city, nigga is dirty money. Plenty paper, plenty holes and new whips. Lanes is in your ear, so for the Q-tips. I'm hood like pork fried rice and rib tips. El Capitan, I'ma die with my ship. Move some more pounds, flip some more bricks. Call me the Grand Hustler, nigga, motherfucker. Ice pick these clowns straight till they juggler. Now they can't breathe, got an ace in my sleeve. Fuck all you lanes, I'm here for the fame. See my medallion hand, canaries in the chain. Lucky fucks with me, so now we gon' bang. I'm pushing krills on the block in the valley. Still pushing pounds of the airy, wavy to the depth. Me falling off, you better off holding your breath. I'm a king, haters put that crown on me. I'm in the town, and you are pushing pounds of that weed. I stopped you lames, ain't the same. I'm a beast, don't be mad, get some harder, put your gun at me. I'm a king, haters put the crown on me. I'm in the town, and you are pushing pounds of that weed. I stopped you lames, ain't the same. I'm a beast. beats. Don't be mad, get some water, put your gun at me. From Rockland County to BK, you already know, man, Fuego. Lucky me, man. Stand up, dude, you feel me? I see you.
Alright, we are back. That was that joint. I'm a King, Lucky Me, featuring Gravy, aka Big and the Notorious Movie. Open up the lines. You know, let me know what you thought of that joint. Alright, like I said, we got the artist on the line, so he's taking all your constructive criticism. We're gonna do that for a couple minutes, then we jumping right back into the topic, which is you know, pretty much giving Amanda, like I said, she may not need it, but, you know, giving her our little tidbits and things like that of wisdom, you know, so she can find a good dude and say, not say he's worse than a dog, you know what I'm saying? So we got Lucky Me in. People that's been on the line already, I'm going to let you guys in, give your first, your two cents in first, all right? Nick, what did you think about that track just now? Nick out of Albany, I'm talking to you.
Sorry. I like that seat, that jam. That was who singing that?
That was Lucky Me. He's on the line. He's a member of the panel. He's giving his old two cents in on the thing, and like I said, he's blessed us with some tracks, and that was one of them. And he's on the line. He's taking the criticism and the compliments and all of that. So he's hearing everything you're saying right now.
Well, I'm not here to criticize. I like what's going on. Is he coming out with something? Are you coming out with it with like with your own track or your own CD or whatever?
Y'all want to run?
Yeah, like you want.
All right. Yeah, actually, you know, I've been getting a lot of criticism because I kind of switched my flow up a little bit, but I'm kind of taking it back to like the older me where I'm getting more to the root. And I do have a mixtape, a 7-song mixtape, me, Static Selector, June 26th. It's a fire mixtape, so I got that coming out. And if you want to check that out, you just add me on the Facebook, Mr. New City. You know what I'm saying? Facebook.com/Mr. New City. And that link is going to be up because, you know, that's going to be a good mixtape. Thank you for the love.
That's what's up. Why are they criticizing you?
What happened? Why are they criticizing? No.
Why are they giving you criticism?
Now, you know something? At a point, it's like when you start off, you're hungry, and then when you get
right.
a little fame, get a little bit of money, you kind of lose the hunger. And at one point, I admit, I kind of lost the hunger for it, and I'm back to the root of how I really rap, you know what I'm saying, talk about actual issues that I need to talk about. So I'm back to that. I'm hungry again.
But I mean, I'm saying like, all right,
so we got that out the way. What's up, son?
Now, I just want to let her know, it's more like, instead of rolling with mainstream beats, I'm going back to the soulful beats. That's what I mean, rapping on soulful beats.
All right, and as far as your lyrics, what do you like to, you know, what do you rap about, so to speak?
I mean, I rap about everything. I mean, if you're my friend and we have a conversation and you're upset because your baby daddy beat you or he using up your food stamps and you feel a certain type of way about that, I'll take your emotion and I'll go home and I'll write a track about that. So it's pretty much my experiences or pretty much I'm like a reporter. You know what I'm saying? I'll take your stuff and I'll put your name in it and I'll create around it.
Okay, that's what's up. So you like to, you know, rap about life struggles more to speak.
Anything that has to do anything, like, you know, where I live at in Elmira, there's a high STD and pregnancy rate, and so I have songs coming out about that too. So like it all goes with what I'm around. If I'm around partying for a whole month, I'm gonna be talking about partying. If I'm around poverty, then that's gonna have an effect on my lyrics.
Oh, that's what's up. But unfortunately, poverty is. You know, as far as poverty is concerned, that's how we're living today, unfortunately. You know what I'm saying? That's something that seems like it's never going to end until we step up to the...
All right, we're taking in another caller, and it's the homeboy Jay, I believe. He's still in the lab of the pregame getting some technical work done. Jay, you with us?
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right, so I don't know. Did you hear the track that I just played?
I had some trouble getting on. I caught like half of it, and I was feeling it.
I appreciate
that. All right, so that's what it is. So like I said, for those who don't know, that was a track from Lucky Me off of his like crazy song catalog. You can look for him on YouTube, on Facebook. Just type in Mr. New City. It's going to take you straight to him. But back to the matter at hand, Miss Amanda, she thinks dogs are better than us men. Like, and I got a couple more men on the line now, so I kind of feel more at home.
We're with you.
That's
you know, we got half an hour left. You know, we got half an hour left. And like I said, me as a man, you know, I reject that deposit. You know what I'm saying? You can't come to my house with that BS. Oh, because, yeah, okay, yo, like I said before, you've been messing with douchebags, and I'm sorry for all of my fans and friends of Rockland County. Y'all know me. But if you mess with douchebags from Rockland County, that's what you're going to get. Now, okay, I don't know how it is in South Carolina. I ain't been down there. I'm too dark to go any further down south, dig? But you know,
it's like what I was saying about post earlier.
You're willing to go all the way to Colorado, like what, just to start over for a reinvention of yourself? I say like this: you don't get what you put out. If you advertise for something, that's the type of customers you're gonna get. You feel what I'm saying?
Yep.
So if you want the good dude that'll come home and he take out the trash and all that good stuff, then start going to the library to meet your dudes. Meet your dude in the produce aisle.
Here's what I do. Okay. I am actually kind of old-fashioned in the fact that I feel that the woman should please her man. You know, cook dinner and clean up around the house and do what needs to be getting done in the bedroom. Like, the whole... Street vixen in the bedroom thing, that's how I feel a woman should be with her man. And I have taken guys that are amazing guys and, like, either I messed it up or they just stopped doing it for me. Like, I'm surprisingly easy to please. You give me a hug when you come home from work and I'm happy. That's all I need. And when you get a guy who can't even give you that, like, and this is the usual trend that I've noticed, too, is, like, for the first couple of months or, in one case, 2.5 years, perfect. Everything was perfect. But then the douchebag started coming out. And that's when it was, I found out that he'd been pretty much sleeping with all Myrtle Beach, or he's still fucking around with his old baby mama, or... whatever the case may be. Now, I'm the type of person, if I meet a guy that I see amazing potential in him to be that perfect guy for me, but he's struggling, like, to get on his feet for whatever reason, I don't hand you life, okay? I'm not God. I am not your mother. But I will always offer my hand to help hold you up, to help pick you up.
All right. We're going to get to another caller calling out of Rockland County, calling out of the 845. He may, you know, this caller, I don't know, maybe male, female, whatever. I don't know. 845, what is good? You are live in the pregame part two. Who are you? Where are you calling from? Hey,
yo, what's going on, man? It's me, David, smart guy. How you doing, baby?
Hi, Dave the Smart Guy. What's going on? Now, I know you've been listening back and forth and anything like that. You know pretty much what's going on. Where's your two cents on it?
Well, I mean, I know she's been having a lot of problems with dudes, but, I mean, let's face it, you punish the deed, not the breed. I mean, we're not all bad. I know my man, Brooklyn, said that douchebags were from Rockland. We're not all bad. I know there's a lot of them. I've scrapped with a few, but we're not all that bad. The thing is, though, I mean, you really got to feel it out. I mean, it's kind of one of those things. You gotta switch it up. If you're meeting dudes in all the wrong places, you keep going to that same spot. Odds are, it's not a good look. My man Brooklyn was right. Go to the produce aisle.
try to bag a dude at a supermarket. Odds are he's getting ready to cook dinner. I mean, come on. These kind of things are almost like a dead giveaway. I mean, we're out there. We're out there. I mean, we're a dying breed, but we're still out there.
We're amen on that one. Most of us good guys out there, you know, we are a dying breed. You know, yeah, we are out there, but we are few and spread apart. You know what I'm saying? You got to do a lot of weeding. But, yo, if you put in, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, me and Thomas before, the females online can agree or disagree, whatever. You get what you put out. You know what I'm saying? If you put in out there, hey, you easy and I ain't got to respect you in the morning, shit, you're lucky if you catch me in the bed. You know what I'm saying? And that's just being real. If you put it out there, you know, that, you know, this is what it is and it's not going to go no further than tonight and I'll feel bad if I don't leave money on the dresser. Shit, I'm leaving a dollar and I'm gone.
Wow.
Terrible. Terrible.
But if you put it out there that, you know, you know, you're about something, you know, you're going to help me, you know, strengthen my brand and, you know, hell, I'll get up, I'll make you some damn breakfast. You know what I'm saying? You get what you put out. Whatever vibe you're putting in, you putting into the whole dinner date, that's the vibe I'm taking in, and that's the vibe I'm working with.
I agree with that because at the same time, you got a lot of women out here that portray themselves as hoes. So when you portray yourself as a hoe, that's what you're going to get. You're going to get a male counterpart that's exactly the same. So you're not going to get that respect. You know what I'm saying? And at the same time, don't go out there looking. Just wait. When you go out there looking, you're going to find something that you're not going to want. You know what I'm saying? It's when you go searching, just wait. That person is out there for you. You feel me?
Oh, yeah.
A man?
Yeah, honey, I do.
You gotta wait. That person is out there for you. You know what I'm saying? Because when you put yourself out there, you're gonna get all kinds of craziness. And unfortunately, there's not a lot out there.
I know. You always end up with the ugly rich guy or like the really hot asshole.
Well, looks aren't everything.
Looks
aren't everything, you know what I'm saying? It's the personality.
Oh, I know. Believe me, I know.
Therefore, it's his cash flow that's keeping her where she at.
But you got your own, too. You can't look for someone to take care of you. You got to have your own shit together.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm just pointing out like little bits and pieces here. Like without knowing me my whole life, it's really hard for me, especially in the time frame allotted, to be able to put out everything that's happened to me and everything that I've been through. But when it's all said and done, like, no, looks aren't everything, but money isn't everything either. And
nope. So I ain't, not today, not in this society. Money don't mean shit.
Exactly.
All right, we got to get another caller in the room. Hold on, we got to get another caller calling out at the 347. 347, tell us who you are, man, and where you pre-gaming from.
BK!
Yo, am I on?
Yeah, that's you, son. Who this?
Oh, this is Kyle from Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. Let's just give a shout-out to everybody. What's up, y'all?
What up?
Yo,
what's
going on? I heard Nick on the line. What's up, Nick? How you doing?
I don't know how you doing.
I'm doing great. I'm feeling lovely right now. I'm feeling lovely. Things are going my way. I'm feeling good right now. I'm feeling good.
All right, so Kyle, what's up? You got a question or you have a comment to Miss Amanda's her situation, or do you have a question that you want us as a panel to answer? What's up?
Right now. Well, more or less a comment. I mean, Miss Amanda, is it?
Yeah, something like that.
Hi. I understand where she's coming from, honestly. Where she may feel like in the past, in her past relationships, she may have felt used and abused, or have you not? I mean,
I've. Yeah.
In a nutshell.
From what I heard earlier, you said something about giving all of yourself to somebody, or like you being the perfect girlfriend and like really catering and all that. That's something I actually have done myself, and so I could really relate to your story. But like, as everyone else on the panel said,
that's awful.
Everybody's an individual, you know. You just had really shitty luck with guys.
Yeah.
But then, like everybody else said, there's a lot of nice ones, you know.
So, Kyle, are you putting yourself out there on the market for Miss Amanda? I'm just asking.
Oh.
Hey, I've been on the market, man. There's been a couple bids, you know. But hey, I'm here. I'm a nice guy, you know. I think I could change the whole perspective on men. Honestly, I think I could.
You got to exchange Facebook information and all that good stuff. And y'all take it from there. That's crazy. But Kyle, thanks for calling. Yo, actually, Kyle, you want to tell people about the, I hear you got a new cornbread sauce or something popping off.
Oh, yeah. I just got a new job. But, like, they got my name on the menu and shit. I can't tell y'all the secret, but, hey, listen. I may post it on Facebook. It's nothing new, you know. It's just something simple, you know, a little brown sugar here, you know. I ain't going to give away all the secrets, you know, but it's good. And if you're in the Brooklyn area, it's on 603 Vanderbilt. It's called Branded Saloon, you know. Just come out.
Is that Bonna?
Yes, that is Bonna.
Yeah, that's Paul Bonna.
Oh. Bonna.
Hey,
I'm not gonna say anything. This is your auntie,
right,
sweetheart. I love you. This is Nick.
Love you too, auntie.
How you doing?
Oh,
Bonna.
Wait, hold on, before you let me off, my man wanna say something. Hold on.
All right, go ahead.
Yo, what's up? Who's this?
Yo, this is your next door neighbor, Zoo, man.
Okay.
Right, I'm waiting on you to send me a track, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I've been trying to get on your show for a minute now. Now it's like I'm giving up, man. It's like I couldn't get on, and I've been listening to everybody's rambling, and there's no way I can get my 2 cents in. But I love you, Big Brooklyn. The man.
I think you're 2 cents in right now. Say
that's right. Come in.
Got the floor. Go ahead.
Say what you gotta say, dude.
He probably got cut off.
I have a question.
Nah, he didn't get cut off. All right, what's going on, son?
I have a question. My question is for Amanda. Amanda, what is like? Hey,
that was...
You're saying you find all these bad men, but if you if you find a good man, what is your ultimate goal? Is it love? Is it marriage? Are you trying to have children?
Smile.
What is your ultimate goal?
All three.
In one person, all three. I do not want to be a baby mama. I want to find and marry the man I love, and that he loves me back.
Amanda, what are you doing? What are you doing for yourself, so to speak? Are you going to school? You know what I'm saying? Are you working? You know, you're making yourself like.
I'm finishing my associate's degree in the fall. I'm getting my photography certificate. I'm going to be opening up my own studio eventually. I'm currently working for Kodak and Qualex. The problem being Myrtle Beach is a tourist town. There's only really jobs during the summer. So yes, I do have a job right now. I'm getting paid really well. I'm making bonus checks every week, due to our incentive program. I'm doing really good for myself right now.
All right. Like I stated before, don't go searching because that someone is out there. He might be talking to you right now, but the thing is, unfortunately, you don't know. What was that?
I said it might be Kyle Bonner. That'd be the next guy, you know.
Oh my God. Bonner!
With the same sauce.
Let me find out. But in all reality, just do what you got to do, Amanda, and you will find that, you know, that special someone. You know what I'm saying? And you deserve better. So don't go out there for the dogs that you end up attracting or whatever the case may be. You're a woman first. So in all reality, you got to get a man, not a dog.
I know.
All
well,
right.
That's half the problem.
Because there's a lot
of
dogs.
We got to take another caller calling in from the 347. 347-882, you are live in the pregame. What's going on?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah.
What's up, caller? Caller, how old are you?
Playing games, whoever it is. They're playing games.
Call us out, see you on there off the air. But, you know, like I said, pretty much, man, that, you know, you got to, like I said, you're getting what you put out. Keep rocking with that. Like I said, I know you back from the school days, you know. From what I know how to take care of yourself, so you know what you got to do. All right. I'm going to take another call, actually, from the 845. 845-675, you are live in the pregame. Let us know who this is.
Yo.
You guys playing games, too? Okay, who's this?
What's up, man? It's Hope.
Okay. Okay, Rockland's Hope is in the building, I believe. He has, what, you got a question or a comment?
Actually, I've been online for so long, I forgot what I was going to say. But, because my boy, Black, is trying to tell me, I know Amanda, I need you to pay the pension for me. What kind of dudes are you trying to go for? What are you looking for?
For some reason, Italian comes to mind.
Nah.
No, I'm looking for a guy who's got his shit straight. You know, who doesn't...
Maybe you need to go for the dark and meat.
That's what I'm saying. So Lucky loves snow bunnies.
Well... Here's my thing with that. Like, I've explained this to Lucky before. We were talking online. I have been molested by a Black man. I was raped by a Puerto Rican. Physically abused by a Black guy before. That I was in a relationship with. I've been emotionally abused by them. So it's kind of like just put me off to the whole thing, you know.
Like the Black race, the Black male?
The Black male, yeah. And I know it's another case that they're not everybody's like that and everything.
Right.
But it's just, it was to such a point that it's turned me off to the whole race.
Understandable, but your father's Black, right?
Yes, he is.
Right.
And he was one of the ones that physically abused me. He grabbed me by my throat at one point at the Palisade Center Mall.
Your father abused you?
Not
Did
anymore,
you say?
But he used to, yeah.
Oh, God.
So, you know, yeah, I definitely have, like, a whole slew of daddy issues and so on and so forth. Like,
mentally, you're not even the Black male at all.
What?
I said mentally you're not feeling the Black male at all.
Exactly.
Oh, you are Black and be proud. And all Black men are like that. Unfortunately, your father, I hate to say it, but he ain't shit. And then, you know, there's a place for him. He will get his in the long run. So you can't, and I can't, and I don't want you to think this, but you can't categorize all Black men like that, because there's a beautiful
and
Black.
It's like we're covering that I can't categorize all men as
at
dogs,
all.
As worse than dogs either, and I've said that myself. Like I don't feel that all men are like that, but I mean, and my dad honestly wasn't even the worst of it. So. It's really, it was just like every experience, relationship-wise, that I've had with Black men.
That's a shame.
Has turned
me
off. So that's like every time I've given them a chance, it got fucked up.
Right,
because
you get flashback, like, oh my God. Yeah, I feel you. I feel you.
I'm out of chances,
Black
you know?
Right?
You see, Brooklyn Black is
seem like I say this. All black men are not like that, and eventually, I mean, I don't know what your preference is. You know what I'm saying? Because some people have a preference. They like black men, they like white men, or they're like Hispanic, or whatever the case may be. You know, like I stated to you before, he's out there for you, and you don't know who he is. Just take your time. Just do you right now, and then you know what I'm saying, he'll come forward. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, you know, don't categorize a black man like that. That's a shame that you had to go through that. I feel bad for you. I really do.
Right, and that's why I try not to categorize. Like, I will always be the first to admit, like, I am definitely prejudiced, and I do have my reasons for it, obviously. But I do believe in chances, and always, like, regardless of what my personal prejudices are, I give every single person I come across at least a chance or two to prove themselves to me.
It's your father that has a lot of dislike for his father. It shouldn't be the black male. It should just be a father, not being prejudiced. Because you're
right,
being prejudiced.
That's the point that you're missing, is that it doesn't... I am prejudiced, but I give people chances because a person is more than just their skin color. They're more than just how they dress or where they work or where they went to school. Like, I have friends, like, I mean, lucky in Brooklyn, you guys know, like, I got shipped off to boarding school. I've got friends that grew up in Korea.
But I'm saying you are black, though. You know that. You're black. So if you having prejudice against
Native American and Irish and Scottish and Swedish and German and Italian, so like I'm a little bit of everything. I'm a mutt.
She's what I like to call a hybrid.
I have all of that in me too. But what I'm saying is you're still a black woman, so you got to learn how to adjust to who you are and not categorize the black male because of what your father did. That's something you need to get over.
Right, but it's not just my father. That's the point that I was trying to make to you. Like, every single relationship that I've ever had with a black man, ever, not just my dad. I'm talking boyfriends and friends, not friends, because I do have several black friends, male and female, that are just exemplary people that I look up to. But...
Yeah, damn it.
Romantically speaking... And then, again, with my father, as far as the familial goes. But it's always gotten messed up unless I keep it at a friend level. So for me, for my own safety, just statistically speaking, it's better for me to just remain friends.
Right. Right.
But I give every single person I come across, black, white, green, purple, blue, it doesn't matter. You get a chance or two to prove yourself to me as a human being, that you can be a human being and a person that where color doesn't matter.
Right, and that's all that matters. The color shouldn't make a difference.
Right.
Color shouldn't make a difference. It's the person. And
so the chances, there's always a chance for more. Like, I don't ever slam my doors shut. I will close them to the point where they are slightly ajar so you can still get your foot in.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, sometimes I do got to look through that peephole first. Sometimes I do got to keep that door chained shut, even if I am keeping it a little bit ajar. Just
That's just men overall for you. Just men overall.
It
you
is
don't
just men overall for me.
Yeah, that's all right, yeah.
All right, hold on. We got about 5 minutes left, and I'm sorry I let you women folk talk a little bit.
Welcome back.
What's up? Fellas, what's up? Tell me something. Dave, the smart guy, where you at with this?
Well, mm-hmm. Man, with this, honestly speaking, though, I mean, again, like I said before, you punish the deed, not the breed. Honestly speaking, Amanda, I'm pretty sure that you would have never guessed that I am, in fact, Puerto Rican. Okay? I'm personally actually myself... On integrity, I've fought for this country and I've done it proudly. I'm a veteran.
That's what's up.
I'm a freaking business owner. I do my thing, I make my money, and I handle my business. I pride myself on being a good dude. So, yeah, we're out there. And you know something? I feel for you with all the things that you had to go through in your life and all this kind of stuff. But you know something? What don't kill us only makes us stronger. And
eventually you're gonna be able to pick your head up and you're gonna be strong. It's just gonna make you strong. So keep your head up and keep
fighting. Can I ask you something? Like, in response to everything that you said, can I ask you something? As far as, like, I understand, don't punish the breed, punish the deed. I understand that. But wouldn't it also be safe to say that it's acceptable to be mistrustful? Like, instead of putting your all out to somebody, to a breed that has fucked you over, to be mistrustful and make them work to earn your trust?
Not even be mistrustful. You know what I'm saying? Not even interject, but not even be mistrustful. But, yeah, be skeptical. Yeah, be guarded. But, come on, like he was saying, you can't pretty much punish a whole breed, a whole section of gender of male because of what 5, 6, or 12, 15 may have done it, especially when there's a big number, like a few million good men out there. You dig?
Exactly. My point.
Yeah.
A real man would actually be happy if he'd want to earn your trust. I mean, me, honestly, though, like, what I look for in a girl, though, is I don't want to be trusted right from the get-go. I want to work for it. I want to know that Shorty has something on the ball. Like, she wants me to work for it. I mean, I like that challenge. I mean, I have this rule of thumb now. Now, you may think of me as a douchebag for this, but, like, if I smash the first night, I ain't fucking calling you.
I know that's right.
That may be cold.
Honey, you're not the first person I met with that rule. I have that rule.
But
that's a good rule. A good rule. Got your shit off that night.
If I smash the first week, I'm not calling you back.
Hold on. We got 3 minutes left. You know what I'm saying? The shutdown sequence has started. They're giving me the timer. You know what I'm saying? We got a couple minutes. Hold on. You can't just say,
initiating shutdown sequence.
You see? They started to shut me down. But if I smash within the first week, you ain't going to call me? Yo, what if my rap is just that good? What if the vibe just went along with it? And, hey, it might have, you know, because the whole thing about relationships, nothing goes according to the plan. That's when all the good stuff happens, the unpredictable shit. So if you wasn't planning to give it up in the first week, but you give it up to me within 3 days, you're not going to call me?
Huh? Depends. But for the most part, my general rule is, no, if I'm just physically attracted to you, there's nothing else, you know, like that, and like there's numbers that gotta be hit. There's things that gotta happen first. Like you gotta get on your elbows before I get on my knees, sort of thing. You know, like there's all sorts of little things that need to happen.
You gotta get on your elbows.
All right, I really think that maybe you're having a problem with men, but you need to look inward.
Oh.
I think that everything starts on the inside. I think maybe you need to reexamine what you want to get out of your relationships. And what you want to get out of life and where you're going and the decisions you're making.
We got about 90 seconds left in the show. I want to thank everybody who was in the forum. Manda, I want to thank you especially. You know, you're welcome back here anytime. We'll talk later on. Lucky Me, look out for his stuff. Hood Cooking Season 2 is out now. Nick, hurry up and get back to Brooklyn. All right?
And thank you, everyone, for your input.
That's who you holler at. Anybody in the Bronx, if you guys need a phone, holler at this dude, Jay, 2460 Grand Concourse. No social, no credit, yo, spend money, it doesn't matter. Go see this guy, mention Pregame Radio, get a discount. Like I said, I want to thank everybody for coming through. You guys have made this one hell of a show. Do it next week, you know what I'm saying? Next week we're going to be even crazier, even more controversy, more music, more pregame. I want to, like I said, thank everybody for coming out. I love y'all. Add me on Facebook. Send me your Dumbass of the Week suggestions, guest suggestions, brooklynblk@gmail.com. Send it all to me. Add me on Facebook. I answer back. Follow me on Twitter. I follow back. Everything's Brooklyn Black, and mostly I know what I look like, so it's all good. Thank everybody, like I said, for coming out. G, my Elite 8, all the administrators, F, whatever you're doing, I'm still with you. Tune in next week, 11 p.m. We do it all over again for 2 hours. This is the pregame with Brooklyn Black, and I'm out of here.
Love you.